Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Here's a bit of a different question. What do a ventriloquist, an illustrator, a beekeeper, dry land synchronized swimmers, a creepy guy and a big dunny have in common? They are all part of the Squeaky Clean Comedy Festival in Melbourne this coming Saturday. It's been put together by Candlelight Productions. In just a moment, we'll bring you one of the Squeaky Clean comedians, Michael Connell. For now, the man behind Candlelight Productions, Eugene Wong, joins us. Eugene, welcome to Open House.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, thanks, Eugene. Where did this idea come from then?
It was actually a bit of a joke to begin with. Back in 2008, we were running a show during the comedy festival, and we had hired a very expensive venue, and we just thought, oh, this, we may as well use it to the hilt. And so we came up with the idea of running a show that took up the challenge of being funny without resorting to kind of shock tactics and bad language. And it turned out to be a challenge that a lot of people took the gauntlet up with, and we were surprised at how positive the audience response was.
It's quite a challenge because lots of comedy has got that real edge and is, you know, well, not so squeaky clean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's easy to go for shock tactics, yeah. and that'll always cause a little bit of a titter, I guess. But to really observe life and find the quirkiness of life in a very Seinfeld-esque manner, I guess, that takes a real lot of skill and wit.
And also asks a lot of the audience, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes I think it requires more of an audience. You know, they're thinking about the plays on the English language and things that, yeah, sometimes require a bit more, but they're also more rewarding.
For the comedian, I think it actually requires more because they have less to fall back on, in a way.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is really easy to go for quick, cheap laughs. But at the end of the day, for the comedians who do it, they say it's actually a lot more rewarding for them because they know that they've earned it. Plus, you know, it opens them up to performing for schools and for corporates and things like that as well. So if you chat to Michael about it, he's often said to me, oh, yeah, it's actually just because I'm lazy and I don't want to have to do one clean show for corporates and then another clean show for other people. I just use the same material everywhere, which is great.
Seems like smart business to me.
Yeah.
So the audience response
has been phenomenal. We've actually been blown away. So in 2008, we did the trial run and thought, oh, let's just see whether this works. And the audience was so grateful that we thought, okay, maybe this is worth bringing back. Last year, we brought it back for the Comedy Festival. It's first time officially as part of the Comedy Festival. And we had people calling the booking line and thanking us in advance for putting it on. And then, you know, the Herald Sun wrote an article about the show saying, oh, this year a breakaway group of comedians is doing something absolutely shocking. They're going clean. and still this year, we're the only overtly clean show aimed at adults in the entire festival of 420 shows.
So why squeaky clean?
A lot of what Candlelight does has a little bit of a left-field focus to it. It's a little bit quirky. And clean comedy, yeah, but it can sound a bit bland.
Even daggy.
Yeah, yeah. So squeaky clean, we thought we'd go for a cute sort of approach. And all the logos for the show look like we're advertising a squirt bottle of a cleaning detergent or something like that. But it's just been fun. It's been really fun. And the idea of bringing something which is, it's got that clean, well, yeah, a clean feel to it and a light feel to it. You know, sometimes you go to see shows and you walk away with a bit of a sour aftertaste or a bitter aftertaste. And we've just really enjoyed having a show that people come out of it saying, oh, that was great. You know, it was really great to be able to come to see a show and not have to be on high alert that,
yes,
that my grandma might have a heart attack halfway through the show.
Hopefully not.
From what was said.
Eugene, thanks so much for joining us. Wish you all the best for it next Saturday.
Thank you.
So let's see who's in this and how squeaky clean comedy actually works. Joining us now is comedian Michael Connell. Michael, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
What part do you play in squeaky clean comedy?
I am the MC. So I host the show. I do a bit of comedy at the start and after the interval, and then a bit in between each act.
How funny can squeaky clean get?
It can get very funny. We've got, you know, a huge lineup. They're all fantastic. Guys who've been on, like, Rove, Australia's Got Talent, all sorts of TV shows, and they kill it. These are some of the best comedians going around. Last week, we had opening night. Danny McGinley was on. He was the headliner. When he did his set, people were clapping and cheering, going crazy. It was very funny.
Is there a danger of dagginess? Just ask that of Eugene.
No, I wouldn't say so. I'm sure all our guys, they're all performing in regular comedy clubs, so that keeps them all, you know, cutting edge, and, you know, they've got to perform against other comedians in other areas, so, yeah, they've got to be able to hold their own.
Is it a harder form of comedy not to revert to tougher stuff?
Maybe. I hear this a lot. Look, I never find it a challenge, because this is the sort of comedy I'd always be writing about, even if I did swear. But some people say, oh, you know, do you find it difficult? You know, is there things you have to avoid? I suppose there is, but I mean, maybe it's a case of writing a bit better and being a bit more clever about what you talk about.
Yes, because I think it is actually a clever, more demanding kind of comedy.
It could perhaps be. You could see it that way, certainly.
Compare the audience responses that you get at Squeaky Clean with other stand-up gigs you do.
They're very keen at Squeaky Clean. People who come to these shows, often they won't go to other comedy shows just because they're a bit worried about the content or whatever. They're looking for some more intelligent, more clever comedy. So when they come to this show and they're like, they're clapping, they're cheering, they're laughing, they're like, you know, finally, someone's given us what we're after.
Okay, so show me. Give me your best shot. How funny can Squeaky Clean comedy get?
You want to hear a little joke?
Give me a sample. Give me a sample. I'm a tough audience.
This is a joke I do in the show. I say, I've recently graduated from university. I went to a very bad university. To give you an idea how bad my university was, this year, in my final year, they ran a workshop for university students called What is a Sentence? I suppose that's an improvement, though. The year before, they ran a workshop called What Are a Sentence? So I'm glad you laughed. I did that joke up in Queensland.
I'll play that. I'll play that.
Why are that funny, you know?
I'll play that one too.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Two for two.
Okay, so where's it on at? Where can people catch it?
It's at the Melbourne City Conference Centre, which is opposite the State Library in Swanson Street.
And we'll put the details up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Michael Connell, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.